Okay, thank you for the warm comments. Okay, so last week we were discussing the issue of the role of taharos in chulin, if I recall. And that's part of a much, much bigger topic. But basically we were able to at least discuss a little bit of it. We'll mostly keep it at that and just add another point or two very quickly. But again, it comes up in the context of the Gemara here on Beis Amud Beis, when the Gemara is trying to find a Hechet Timtzi for the Mishnah. So the Gemara suggests that we're talking about a case of Shechitas Tameh, that a person who's doing the act of Shechita is himself Tameh, but he's using a long knife so that he won't be Metameh the Basar. And the Gemara says that basically what we're talking about is a situation where the Shochet, who's Tameh, is doing the Shechita on Basar Chulin. And then the Gemara says, Vafil Tameh Bechulin. The Gemara says, Tameh Bechulin Maila Memra. Those are the key words. Like, what are you talking about? So what does Tumah have to do with Chulin? And then the Gemara answers that we're talking about Bechulin Shinasu Al Taras HaKodesh, Bechasavar Chulin Shinasu Al Taras HaKodesh, Kekodesh Dami. And then the Gemara goes on to say, Ketzad Hu Osa, what does he do? Maybe Sakin Aruka. He brings a long knife, Veshochet Bakadei, Shaloyiga Bebasar, so he won't contact the Basar. Ubimukdashim, but had it been to explain the next part of the Mishnah, which sounds more b'di'eved, that if it's real kachim, lo yishkot shema yiga b'basar, then you're not allowed to do it l'chatchila. Bim shachat v'amar barali shelo nagati, shchitaso k'sheira. And then the Gemara continues, chutz mechev shatav akata, nafilu b'chulin gredi, right, even if it's actual chulin, only chulin, it's still only d'eved. It isn't even going to be effective, d'yavid nami lo, because we're always worried there, not about the tumah, but shema yishu, shema yidrasu, shema yachlidu. And then the Gemara says, v'kulan sheshachtu ahaya, what does the word v'kulan sheshachtu refer to? Ile macher shavta v'katan ala koi, since it's talking about that already, it shouldn't have to formulate it that way, it should simply say the words v'mshachtu let's just say the words v'imshachtu. Ela tameh bechulin. So the Gemara says, but that's perfectly acceptable even l'chatchila. Ha'amris l'chatchila nami shachet. Ela atameh b'mukdashim. So the Gemara says, if it's tameh b'mukdashim, b'barili sagile. Even that would be kosher, wouldn't be asur b'di'eved, in a case where the fellow himself proclaims or asserts that he's certain that he didn't have any problems. He didn't touch the basar. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case of Lesa Kaman Dineshaila. Maybe he did the Shechita and then he left and we didn't get a chance to, discuss with him his exit poll or his, post-Shechita interrogation was not done. And therefore, we're kind of left not knowing whether or not something happened which would disqualify or which would be a problem. So the Gemara says, Hai tamid b'mukdashim mihacha nafka mihasab nafka. Isn't there a Mishnah in Zvachim that speaks about tamid b'mukdashim? Why would that have to be learned out from the Mishnah in Chulin? And now we discussed the implications of that already. And the Gemara says, after all, it says in Zvachim, Kol ha'psim sheshachtu shkitasan k'sheira, sheshchita k'sheira b'zarim b'nashim b'avadim b'tmeim. Tmeim is the key one here. Va'afilu b'kodshei kadashim. U'bavad shalei tmeim nogin b'basar. As long as there's no contact with the basar itself. It says the Gemara, hacha ikar hasam aydi detana shar psulin ta'ananami tameh b'mukdashim. Either the main makar is this Mishnah, and there it's just mentioned agav the others, or ibayisei mahasam ikar de'bekodshim kai v'hacha aydi detani tameh b'chulin Tananami Tameh B'mukdashim. So that's the Gemara. So what we discussed last week was this line of the Gemara of Chulin, or Tameh B'chulin Mai Kalameimar, this idea that Chulin, there's no consequences whatsoever for Tuma. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Is that true or is it not? And that's what we discussed last week. We pointed out that The Bali Tosis have a double challenge to that point. Number one, what about the din that it's asur letame, chulin shav Eretz Yisrael? Tosis says maybe that's limited to peros. It has to do with the possibility of truma. It's a misleading sugya. But what about the other point, and that is this, I would say phantom, but not so visible sifrei that is quoted by Tosis, and that is that based on the pasuk of Yiskadishtim, Yisim Kedoshim, that there would be a prohibition, right, to either eat to Dvarim Tmeim or to make yourself Tameh. Again, whether the primary focus is on the act or on the consequence is not so clear, but either way, Tosis considers that to be a din. Later on, and Lamed Hay, there seems to be a debate between Rashi and Tosis about that point, whether there is such a thing. I think I mentioned last week, if I did, I'll mention it now, that in the Sefer Mitzvot Reb Sajagon, Rabbi Yerucham Frischel Perlo's extensive perush on Reb Sajagon's very short Minyan HaMitzvos, he has a very long piece in which he argues that, you know, maybe Reb Sajagon believes in this idea that it's osur lechol or lehistame even in chulin. But either way, the Bali Tosis end up here accepting that. The only thing that they qualify it is, again, that's the line here, tame b'chulin ma'ila memra. They only say that v'afili hei osur letamos gufa ba'ochlin tmeim k'darshin v'iskadishtim v'yesim k'doshim azara l'bnei Yisrael sheyochu chuleim b'tahara. They think that would, you know, be true only when he's tahar, that he shouldn't make himself tameh. But if he's already tameh, then it certainly wouldn't apply. In which case, maybe that's what the Gemara means when it says tameh b'chulin my lememer. He's already tameh, so if he's already tameh, then why do we care that, you know, that he'll become more tameh? Either way, the Bali Tosis seem to be open, at least, to the possibility that there is that there are aspects or dimensions of chulin that are sensitive to and that are subject to a prohibition of tumah. On the other hand, what we saw was that the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin is fairly emphatic about the point that that taharos is a kudshim, ma'aser sheni, and truma halacha, and that it doesn't really have significance or consequence in chulin. That's the Rambams that we read last week. There seem to be a couple of other possible roadblocks to that position, and that's what we discussed last week. One of them is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says Chayev Adam Atar Satzmo Beregel. The Rambam himself says that that's a special din Sheyuhu Nechonim. Right, leknisa lemikdash v'lachol kachim. Shagasari understood it. I'm just going over quickly. Shagasari understood that to be a very pragmatic way. That the Rambam was telling you that in the time when there was a Beis HaMikdash and there was a mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, people who had the ability to be olah l'regel would be chayiv l'taher atzmam b'regel, so that they could be nichnas lemikdash and they could eat kachim. But says the Shagasari, for that same reason, the Rambam came up with a new fact, and that is that there's no malchus. If you are mistameh on the moed, on the regel rather, then you're not subject to malchus, even though the sifra seems to say that that there is malchus. According to the Havamina, the Gemara had a Havamina, it says, "Ubniv lasam lo sigo," that you're not allowed to touch nevela anytime, you're not allowed to be mistameh. Gemara says, if that were to be the case, then you should get malchus for it, because it's a lav in the Torah, and it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. But the Rambam, when he says, then the Sifra and the Gemara's conclusion is that since only Kohanim are asurim lehistame, and then only lemesim, only Kohanim and only lemesim, it's clear that there's no general prohibition of benivla samlo sigo. But the Torah says benivla samlo sigo, so they say it means obviously something else. What it means is Beregel. But what happened to the Malchus? Just because it applies much more rarely, doesn't apply all year round, it only applies Beregel, it's still the same Pasuk. How did the same Pasuk lose its ability as a lav to be mechayiv yamalkus. But the Shagasaria's answer is, because originally we thought it was an intrinsic prohibition to become tame, or to become tame al yidei nevela. And now, you know, that has been completely revised. All that's left of the meaning of that pasuk is that on the regel, where you, if and when you're capable otherwise of being nichlas l'mikdash and lechal kodshim, you know, that you should make sure that you're not you're going to lose that opportunity because of tumah. So now it's not a maisa avera per se, because it's not applicable and it's not a din intrinsically. It's a hechsher, so that you can be properly capitalizing on the opportunities of the rego. So that's the reason there's no malchus. That's how the Shagas Aryeh understood it. I was suggesting something else, and that is that maybe what the Rambam means in those words is not that just pragmatically, in order to be able to capitalize on the dinim of the regel, that you have to be make sure that you're tahar, but that the din of aliyah l'regel and achilas karbanos and kinisa l'mikdash are all dinim in kedushas haregel, and for the same reason, being tahar, being ra'oi to do that, has a benefit, has a spiritual significance in its own right. Still, the Rambam doesn't think you get malchus, because it's still more a kiyum and a mitzvah than it is an iser. Moreover, what I was trying to suggest was that that may be a din in the regel, just like chayv adam lekabel pnei rabo beregel, the other thing that Rabbi Yitzchak said, but it also may be, or maybe even more, may be a way of expressing this din. In other words, all year round, it's very hard, right, to be shomer tahara. And doing so usually comes at the expense of involvement in areas of, A, it's very, very difficult. It's almost like a, you know, din doraisa, gzeira, shena, you know, tzibur yicholim la'amod bo. And not only that, it would come at the expense of involvement in many aspects of life, which it's important that one be involved in, spiritually important as well. And therefore, the Torah wanted to, I was also trying to address a separate question, and that is, why would the Torah Shebasav imply that there's always an Iser lehistame lenevela if it happens to be limited, right, to very, very rare circumstances? So what I was trying to say was, because it really taps into something which is a bigger and wider idea. It's the idea that even though mostly the world of Tahara, right, is applicable to the dinim of Kodshim, Isosheni, and Truma, nonetheless, that may be practically true, or even for good reason true, right? But there is also a spiritual benefit to being connected to the ideals of Tahara. And as such, what the Torah is saying is, Biniv Lasam Lo Sigo is a general din. It may express itself in very few cases, but it is a general idea. It's a Tumas Ochlin idea that expresses itself only on the regel. But once that is true, again, it's not a lav, it's not a maisa avera. If it was a maisa avera, then it would apply all year round. But what it is it's a way of identifying with the concepts of tahara. And that the Rambam himself, I think, implies this elsewhere as well, which I'll just discuss in one more minute. Either way, other Rishonim certainly held this way, and that's their understanding of the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, that we also mentioned, which I'll discuss in a second. Yeah. So yeah. So what I was saying was that per se that would be the case. Or let's say there was Bizmana Mikdash, and you could become completely tahar, but you weren't going to the Mikdash. I would still, according to what I'm saying, say that being roy likanes lemikdash and lechal kachim would still be a value. Maybe even Bizman Shein Mikdash. The only question I think is legitimate to raise is, let's say you cannot be tahar because of tumas meis and there's no paraduma and so on and so forth. So I'm not sure if it goes that far or not, but part of the discussion is that the Shagas Aryeh was troubled that the Rush seems to apply the din of tahara to things like Rosh Hashanah. or b'zman hazeh. Both things trouble the Shagas Aryeh. According to what I'm suggesting, it still may be only a din in regel, because that is the zman where there's an obligation to appear in the mikdash, but maybe it's even a din in other moadim, because after all, in Parshas Emor, we do have reference broadly, not like in Pinchas, where we have the specific musafim and korbanos, but in a broader way, we speak about the fact that you may moed or you may korbanos. I'm not so sure if it has to be, if regel means regel or regel doesn't mean moed. But, and as well, it could be that you have to be mistahar as much as you can, or maybe as long as there's a possibility of full tahara, even if there's no mikdash and there's no knisa and there's no kilas kanshim, that would still be part of the obligation. That's 100%, that's part of the suggestion of Kamina. So there's this other, again, Makar 2, and that's the Yerushalmi, which says that, I think we read last time with Rabbeinu Yona. Rabbeinu Yona quotes it in Avos, the Chachmei Ashkenaz quote it in their discussions of Aseres Simei Tshuva, and that is this line in the Yerushalmi, where Amora says to the other or something that you should be eating taharos all year round, right? But if you can't, then at least do it 1 week during the year. That's the line here. Second, so we have I'll just quote it for Rabbeinu Yona because that's how I put it. This Rabbeinu Yona, by the way, is the Rabbeinu Yona on Nedarim Siag LePrishas. So it actually kind of combines all the dinim. So the this is the look at this line 19 on the last week's Bar Makomos, page 3. Nimtza manig atzma lichvo shes yitzro ubazet toelis biyado haprishas. We'll get back to this in a minute. He's Rabbeinu Yona is a, he was called Rabbeinu Yona Chassid. So he's an advocate, a strong advocate of Prishas. Right, he's not so concerned that people are going to be overly ascetic. He considers being ascetic mostly, again, you'll see in a minute, mostly to be a positive thing. We discussed this, we were talking about, whether nadarim are a good thing or a constructive or a destructive thing. So he says, Nimsa manig atzma lichvo shes yitzro b'zet toelis biyado aprishus, k'damar apinchas, and v'yachot v'lemechal, chulin b'tahara. This is the line I'm interested in. This is the Yerushalmi. He said, "Im lo yacholta lemechal chulin b'tahara kulishata echol l'shiva yomi." So at least take 7 days. So in the world of Ashkenaz, that Yerushalmi, it's a Yerushalmi that appears in Masechet Shabbos. Not clear what it's talking about exactly. So in the Chachmei, some of the Chachmei Ashkenaz said that this is a reference to Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And that's where we get our practice to abstain from, let's say, certain, or to be machmir in certain things in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, like a bishalakum, a pasakum, things of that sort. Okay? They say, at least Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and they quote this Yerushalmi. So do they really mean that they thought, like, what's the 1 week? What's it going to be? I mean, which week? So they thought it really meant this week, at least the week, Or I'm not even sure that all of them understood it that way. Maybe it's more, like I understand it, which is a week, but this is the best a week that you can come up with. Maybe the Chachmei Sfara didn't even think that. Maybe they just thought, pick a week. But what's the point of it? What does it even mean? Right? What does that mean? Judaism applies for a week? Right? The answer is no. I mean, Yom Kippur is Achas Bashana, right? It applies for 1 day. But what you do on Yom Kippur highlights what you're capable of doing all year round. That's my take on Yom Kippur. And that's why it's such a consequential day. And by the way, it's a day of Tahara, Yom Kippur, right? Ki b'yom hazeh yichaper alechem l'taher eschem mikol chataseichem b'fnei Hashem t'taharu. So I don't think it's a coincidence either, right? There are certain things that if you only do them rarely, right, it's, it kind of highlights your inadequacy. And there are other things where it's important to do them occasionally, right, because to establish your connection to that concept, Right, but maybe you're not obligated to do it all the time because the price is too high, spiritually, I mean. Right? That's surely true for the level of asceticism or abnegation of physicality on Yom Kippur. So in this, again, this, you know, Yerushalmi of, you know, pick a week. You know, so the ones who say, oh, it's that week. Or the ones who say, pick a week, but that, of course, is the best week. Right? Or the others that say, just pick a week. So what does it mean to pick a week? The answer is, it's a way, a week is a time period, or a Sarasimei Tshuva even more so is a time period, that could highlight, you know, our connection to this concept, or the fact that we value it, the fact that we are capable of it, you know, without being, you know, a din she'enat tzibur yicholim la'amod bo, or a din that, you know, that yatsa scharo, I'm talking about spiritual scharo, behefseido, right? So in a way, it's very similar to what I'm suggesting about benivla samlo sigo. Because again, it's a very remarkable phenomenon. I think, you know, that I take the view that it's, and I think this is certainly the Rambam's view, that it's more likely that how we darshan things or how we know things is significant, not just that we know them. So, in the end of the day, if you have a pasuk that says "Benivla sam lo sigo," and Chazal tell you that it only means beregel, even though again that pasuk is not anywhere near the, you know, the parshios of the regalim. It's not near emor. It's not, certainly not near re'eh. Right. So, what does that mean in the end of the day? Why is it written there to be misleading in a way when the Torah Shebaal Peh corrects us in terms of applying it? But like, how do we understand the Torah Shebichsav's, you know, formulation? You know, once we totally accept, which we do, the tradition of Torah Shebaal Peh. But I think that the answer is that you know, if this isn't only a din of the regel, but, you know, it's a convergence, you know, and primarily it's about outletting or manifesting, you know, finding the right way, you know, even in chulin, you know, to, you know, to, you know, to project the value of tahara, then it makes a lot of sense. It's written in a much more maximalist way. Lemaisa, our tradition is that it's not supposed to be implemented that way, but it's still formulated in a way that highlights how important it is and how you should relate to it when you actually encounter it. You shouldn't just see it as a hechsher like the Shagas Aryeh, or just see it, you know, as a din in the regel. You should see it maybe also as a din in the regel, not a coincidence, but as a din in tahara, bechulin, you know, which you can outlet beregel. Similarly, this Yerushalmi, which says, you know, pick 7 days, whether it really, you know, the Mesorah is that it is a Aseret Yemei Tshuva, or that's on the secondary level already, because, oh, that makes sense. Or it isn't even that. It's any week, whichever one you want. In the end of the day, what's the idea behind it? The idea behind it is, you know, you have to have your Tahara week. You know, you have to, you know, cross that off your list. I don't mean in a negative way. I mean in a positive way. But you have to do that every year. Okay. The Rambam doesn't have any of this. What the Rambam does have is Tahara Beregel. The question is what he means by it. The other thing that the Rambam has is, or the other two things the Rambam has, one I mentioned last week, both I mentioned last week. One is the count, the chalos of Tahara and Tuma, meaning there's something called a Rishon B'Tuma, Sheni B'Tuma. So the Rambam was troubled by that. The Rambam says if the dinim of Taharos are only applicable to Kodshim, Maisa, Sheni, and Truma, how can Chulin be a Rishon, how can Chulin ever be a Rishon L'Tumah or a Sheni L'Tumah? Okay, so the Rambam's answer, that's the Rambam in Pichos Tumas Ochlin, Halacha Ches, this is on page 1, this is on line 28, Im Kein B'Pnei Ma Nemar Harishon Shabachulin Tame Vasheni Pasul. What bothers him with that is, how is there a chalos? How does chulin absorb tuma? And his answer is, not in its own right, But in order to, you know, to be considered, you know, as a carrier, you know, to transmit it to Truma, to Ma'aser Sheni, and to Kodshim. Lo shiya asur b'achila el lemanos mimeno l'truma l'kodesh. Shem naga sheni shochlim b'truma pasla v'asa shlishi v'chein im naga ba'ochlin shel kodesh timon v'asa shlishi k'mo shebiyard. V'chein ha'ochal ochal sheni shochlim im naga b'truma pasla. Now, clearly what bothered the Rambam is that you might have thought that it doesn't register at all. And what's particularly attractive about that idea is that in the end of the day, there are limitations, even vis-a-vis transmission, in what chulin can absorb. Meaning a chulin cannot absorb shlishi or revi status, even vis-a-vis transmitting it in turn to, let's say, kadshim, or may peiro, may you know, may chatas, etc. In other words, there are limits even in the carrier or transmittability, you know, potential of chulin in tuma. That's what clearly I'm suggesting this. I shouldn't say clearly. That's probably what really bothered the Rambam. The Rambam's thinking, well, either chulin, you know, is or isn't. But, you know, how do you get this middle status? It doesn't absorb even the shame, you know, tuma legabe certain things. Because, again, kodshim can be a revi, can become a revi. So why can't you have a rishon, a sheni? Why can't you have chulin being a shlishi and then be making kodshim a revi? But you can't. It can only be a rishon and a sheni. Right? And truma can only be a rishon and a sheni, you know, and a shlishi. It can be a shlishi legabe making kachim or revi, but it can't be a revi to make mechatas into a chamishi. Okay, so you see that even as a placeholder, even as a, you know, as a transmitter or a carrier, you know, there are limits to chulin, but not so limited because it can be a rishon and a sheni. The Rambam says it doesn't matter, it's for that. That's one. That's one issue. The second issue is why and how we look, why we call those who were nizar to be ochel kula, to be ochel kula mitahara, why do we call them prushim or chasidim? Right? That sounds like they're doing something significant that we admire, something constructive. But they're being nizar to eat their chulin mitahara. Right? Which, by the way, is different than people who were nizhar, as we'll see, get to that in just a minute, who were shomer, their chulin, altaras hakodesh, or altaras truma. Right? There were some people, in other words, who pretended that their chulin, not pretended, who simulated, who treated their chulin as if it were truma or kodshim. And mostly, they were motivated by it as an exercise. Okay? But so that we kind of understand more, there's a functional aspect to that, although we'll get to how functional it is in just a minute, or whether it's only functional. The motivation is certainly functional, as Rashi explains. If you look at Rashi here on base with base, that's how he explains it. Shanas al taras kodesh, Rashi says, de kibol ale lechol b'taras kodesh, shirotza lahargil atzmo b'taras kodshim, shim yochal shlamim otodei hebaki b'shmirasan. Like, why would anybody do this? The answer is, you know, they want to make sure that they're capable of doing it for when they need to do it. Okay. But what's the point of chasidim or prushim being nizhar that their chulin should only be eaten b'tahara? They don't get the exercise of treating it like truma and kachim, which is even more severe, or higher malos than that. Right? So, like, what's the point of it? So that, you know, you say, ah, the Rambam's going to have trouble with that. And he does, right? But here, if it was only this context, I would say that the Rambam, you know, is totally consistent or totally slams the door. And that's this line here, Halacha Yud Beis on page 2, number 15, Alfa Pishamuter Lechol Ochlin Tmeim. Right, Belishtos Mashkin Tmeim, even though we just finished saying, says the Rambam, that there's no problem. He disagrees with the Balei Tosis anachronistically, but you know, he basically anticipates, you know, there's no problem eating to become Tameh, there's no problem about, you know, Peros Eretz Yisrael. So he says, so what's the point if it's all mutter? Right, Chasidim Arishon, nonetheless, Chasidim Arishon, Ima Ochen Kulim B'Tahara, V'Nizarim Minatumos Kulan, Kol Yemeyem, V'Eim Anikroim Prushim, V'Davar Zek Kedusha Yaseirahi, V'Dera Chasidus. So, like, what's the point of it if there's no... So here, if you look carefully at this Rambam, and he says something similar in Pirush Mishnayos, in Taharos, although there's another place in the Hagdama where he says much more than that. And I'll get that in a minute. She en nivdal adam uporesh mishar ha'am v'loyiga b'hem v'liyocha v'yishtei mayim. So in the end of the day, the Rambam here, at least, you know, keeps the line. What he says is, it's not intrinsic. It's not that, you know, this is good per se. It's not a din of tahara. The tahara here has the effect of isolating or raising the standards of this group, right, so that they can focus and be protected, right, from, you know, pernicious, or maybe pernicious is too strong, let's say, you know, potentially distracting, you know, spiritual influences. But it's, again, in this Rambam at least, it sounds functional. Lo yiga bahem, lo yochav yishtayimayim. This, it makes them antisocial a little bit. Shall precious mevia lidei tahara. However, the next day, the precious brings you to tahara saguf mimasim hara'im, v'tahara saguf mevia lidei kedushas hanefashos min adeus haros. The tahara saguf from the masim hara'im and the tahara saguf, tahara sanefesh, and the kedushas nefesh from deos haros, that is not functional. That is substantive. That's the Rambam, and we know those terms. We had them already this year a few times. The Rambam uses those terms in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Zayin, you know, in the end of Machalos Asuros, and the end of Shechita, and the end of Mikvos, and Mor Nebuchim. These are the Rambam's, you know, cultivating Midos Tovos, cultivating the right beliefs, you know, cultivating the right values. But that comes from, that's the Taras Aguf, which leads to the Kedushas HaNefesh. But the Precious is an instrumental mechanism. And then Kedushas HaNefesh gets you even further. Go Remes V'Hidamos B'Shechina. Right? This is the, you know, where Hilchos Tumas Ochlin meets Hilchos Deos. You know? Shenemar V'Skadishtem Yisem Kedoshim Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem V'Kadishchem. V'Skadishtem Yisem Kedoshim isn't interpreted like Tosis's, you're not allowed to eat Tumah. It's this other point. And these are the final words of the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. However, that's to be contrasted with the Rabbeinu Yonah that I just read, right, where he thinks that precious is a value intrinsically spiritual because it's it distances you from, you know, too much physicality, which Rabbeinu Yonah thinks is a problem. So go back to that after he quotes on line 21. He says, "Shehaochel chulin b'tahara nikra parush." He's just finished telling you that's toelis biado aprishus. Kinamin big day amar it's midras leprushim. Avalein roy lahagder satzmo bigedarim benedarim bigedarim. Sorry, elam kain yitzro misgaber alav sheyuchal lidar al derech refuah. Ach, Misha Moshe Baruch of Yuchal Hasse Galmidas Aprishus below Neder. It should say Neder, I think. Ein Lo Ladur. This is where the Rambam's, you know, where the Rabbeinu Yonah ties together two topics that we just did. Right? One, the question of Nedarim, and the other, the question of Tahara in Chulin. Kinamrinan, and he quotes that same Yerushalmi that is quoted by the Ran in Nedarim and by the Rambam in. Is like Dhamma de Pirkei Avos, Shimona Prakim, right, the fourth parak. This is what we read already when we talked about the topic of the Darim, which you shall me, Lo Dayecha B'mesha Osra Torah, Ela Sha'ata Oser Atzmecha Asamutar. Meaning, I like the Rabbeinu Yonah saying, you know, again, he was known as Rabbeinu Yonah Chassid. So he said, I like Precious. Not just as an instrument to keep people away from the coarser, unrefined, you know, distracting, amaratzin. I like it per se. I think it, is a more ideal or idealistic, way of going about your spiritual life. That's what Rabbi Yonah thinks. That's Lashitasa. He thinks that in a lot of places. Right? But still, you have to be careful about the balance. Lo dayecha b'mesha asra Torah. You still want this comment of Rabbi Yonah in Avos is on the Mishnah, Nedarim Siag Leprishas. Right? Which has to also deal with the question, but doesn't the Mishnah call Nedarim Nidre Rasha? All the things that we talked about when we talked about the Rambam. So that's, so Rabbi Yonah is like that, meaning he thinks it's positive. The Sefer Chinuch is like that. After quoting the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says about the mitzvah of going to the mikvah, right, that's mitzvah kuf, what is it? Kuf tes. On the bottom of page 2, so the Rambam says, Eina kavana b'marnu sh'atfila mitzvah ha'seh she'echayev kol tameh she'itaher al kaponim. Says the idea of the mitzvah of going to the mikvah is not a chiyuv to become tahar, as it sounds. Kemoshu chayev kol mishe yiskasa biksus shiyasa tzitzis kol mishe yelo bayis shiyasa maka. Rather, it's like a rishus. Does he mean to say it's a chiyuv a mitzvah? Sounds like it. If not a chiyuv a mitzvah. Bulam hanirza bazeh din tvila ve'yos ha-Torah meres lanu mishe yirza li'itar mitumaso. Right? The ulam, last line, last few words on line 44. She yachayev tvila, right? Al kalpanim lo. You're never chayev to go to do tvila. Avam yishayirza she yishar betamasa v'lo yikanes l'machna shchina zman rav or shuz biyado. If you're not interested in going to the Beis HaMikdash or eating kachim or ma'isa sheni or truma, then that's up to you. So commenting on that, the Chinuch says on line 11 on page 3, he quotes this Rambam, and then he says, Tosefet, umikomokom einza nimidas achasidim v'anshei mais alias mitumaim mitumasam. Meaning, what the Rambam says, which is, it's fine to be Tamei for as long as you want. It's only if you want to be Tahar, if you need to be Tahar, that you need to, be Tovel in the Mikvah. He said that is not fully consistent with the Midah of the Chasidim. Ki atuma me'usa v'hatahara ahuva v'nafsho sh'odah mis'ala u'mizdakekes b'tahara. And that's a strong statement. That's not what the Rambam says in the end of Hukos Tumas Ocho. There he says it's functional. The Chinuch, like Rabbeinu Yonah, doesn't think it's functional. But the truth is that the Rambam himself, in one place in Pirush Mishnayos, in his Hakdama to Taharos, and in the end of Hukos Mikvos, and a few other places as well, does also seem to imply, and maybe that's what he was implying on the mitzvah of Mikvah too, that while there's no chiyuv, right, there is a kiyum mitzvah, there is some shaychus, there is some value to tahara, even in the context of chum. If you look, for example, in the end of Hilchos Mikvos, again, it's more of a metaphor, but it's an interesting metaphor. The Rambam says as follows. This is on page 2, Halacha Yud Beis. Line 22. Davar bara v'galui, shatumos v'ataros gzeres hakasaveh. Everybody have this page 2, line 22? Tuma and Tara are Gzeres HaKasav. The Einam Edvarim Shadata Shal Adam Machra Aso. We wouldn't have come up with them on our own. The Harein Mechalal Chukim. They are under the rubric of Chukim. The Chena Tvila Min HaTumos Mechalal Chukim. So is Tvila Chok. She'ena Tuma Tito Tzoa She'tavar B'mayim. It's not a physical reality, that you bathe away or that you wash away. Elixeris akosuvi, vadavr toli bekavanas halev. Lefika chomer chachamim tavav lo huksa ki ilo lo taval. That's why the chacham said you have to have kavana in tvila. The Apa Pikein, now it's fascinating that he says this, because in Hilchos Mikvos itself, he explains, but also in an interesting way, what the din is, and that is that when it comes to Tfilas Chulin, or Isha Labala, that you don't need Kavana. But the way the Ram says it there is also fascinating. He first starts off by saying that Tfila needs Kavana. Then he says, however, if you don't have Kavana in Chulin, it works. Which is different than just saying that you only need Kavana in Kadshim, Maisa Sheni, or Truma. Right? He should have just said, you need Kavana for this, and you don't need it for that. He doesn't say that. He says, you need Kavana in matters of Chulin. You can get away without Kavana too, b'di'avad. Right. So it sounds like, that's why I think here at the end of Tzvila, he makes it sound like across the board, Tzvila, right, requires Kavana. L'fikach amru chacham tova v'lo huksak, huksak means your Kavana, kil lo tova. V'yachol pikein remez yesh b'davar, k'shem shamachave libo l'taher, kivin shetoval tahar, av b'shelo nischadish v'gufo davar, the preparation, the mindset. Right, obviously this is a spiritual process. Kacha mechavin libo l'tahir nafsho mitumas hanefashos shein machshavas ha'aven v'deos ros. Remember deos ros and tumas hanefashos, right? That he was speaking about in Tumas Ochlin and those other places. That's what he's now comparing to tvila b'mikvah. But that tvila b'mikvah, as I say, applies not only to cases of kanshim. He's calling tshuva me'adas tahar. Harei omer zarakia leichem mayim tahorim utahartem mikol tumosechem mikol giluleichem atahar eschem Hashem barachem avar abim mikol cheta avon ushbiashma yitaharenu amen. So what I'm trying to say is, even though the Rambam works very hard in some of these makoros, as much as possible to limit the significance of tahara, even he, right, seems to acknowledge that it isn't just a technical condition for kadshim, or in some other cases for Isha Labala, but that it does have some sort of spiritual standing and value. Even the Rambam seems to be saying that in other places, although he works very hard in this major venue in Tumas Ochlin, as much as possible, right, not to admit that, unless he's kind of a little admitting it already in the rego part, according to my reading of it, in any case. Anyway, that's the Rambam's view. In light of this, we should just take a couple of minutes and think about Chulin al Taharas HaKodesh, which is a massive topic, but we're just going to speak about it for about 5 minutes. Yeah?
Are we saying that the other tzad, as I say, that the Rabbeinu Yonah, use the idea of being tahor as just intrinsically being tahor? Yeah. It's not relevant to spirituality. It's just being tahor is a mila in and of itself.
No, I think he thinks it's a spirituality mila.
Right, that's what we're saying. Right. But we're trying to.
But I think it's related. The spirituality mila of the Rabbeinu Yonah, at least, is certainly seems also to be related to a more ascetic, in other words, a more spiritual and less physical approach life. You could say that there's a certain spirituality in Tahara. Maybe it has to do with, going back to, again, there are a lot of things to say about this. I just don't want to get too bogged down. But, the ultimate tumah, as we discuss, is a corpse. You could say that, Tahara is, the embrace of life. And the mikvah, the chinuch and others, and speak about it as, going back to the beginning of the Bria, and the, I guess, before anything was ever corrupted, and, like the perfect world. There's a lot of stuff to say. It doesn't have to be connected to asceticism. Spirituality doesn't have to be anti-physicality. Again, in some, terminologies, those two are seen as, as antonyms. But it doesn't have to be that way. So I do think it for sure, in the Rambam, for example, what he's suggesting doesn't seem to be about asceticism at all. What he's saying in the end of Hilchos Mikvos, it definitely has to do with a certain state of mind. In Rabbeinu Yonah, it seems to have more to do with asceticism. So I think what it is different than the question, of whether it is something that is intrinsically, spiritually valuable. And I think Rabbeinu Yonah, Chinuch, these other indications of the Rambam, not so much Tumas Ochlen, maybe the Regal one, they're highlighting that. Each in maybe a different way.
Right. As opposed to being a piece of a greater spiritual persona.
Correct.
One thing
as opposed to being either totally instrumental or part of maybe it's part of a bigger persona, it could be, but also
that leads to, you know,
right, not just leading to getting you to the precious part, or the precious getting you to the to the next part.
Right.
The precious being
the precious
is significant,
right?
And not just for the Rambam in Tumas Ochlin, if you take in Kipshuto, the precious is significant to get you to the next part or to eliminate, you know, exposure to unrefined, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But clearly, the Chinuch and Rabbeinu Yonah, and even the Rambam in some of those other places, sounds like he's saying that the precious is valuable on its own. Right. Now, what that value is it the, you know, withdrawal from physicality, or no, it's the das and the kabana and the state of mind, or something else. I mean, that's a separate question. Okay. So, interesting in all of this to think about the following question. That is, there's a debate in the Gemara whether all of our many sugyas, but sugyan chagiga and nida, and we're not going to go into them because we want to move on, but chulin later on, lamed dalet, lamed hey, a little bit here, base, gav gimel base, the Gemara, you know, explains why each interpretation of, like six, seven interpretations of this Mishnah, why does everybody not, you know, adopt everybody else's Perush? So the Gemara says, well, one of the reasons we don't adopt this Perush, because who says we paskin that chulin shenas al tar? If you look here on Gimelim and Beis, he says, because we just don't. Who says we adopt the view of chulin? Here, look here. On Gimel and Beis, towards the bottom, it says v'kulan kula. I'm sorry, kula karaba bar ula lo amri. Second word on the line. Everybody have that? This is, let's see, 3, 6, like 9 or 10 lines up from the wide lines on the bottom. Yeah? So you see, across them is Tosis Rov Mitzvin Eitzel Shkita Mumchenein, like 3 lines below that. Right. So it says, Kula Kiraba Barula Lo Amri. Like, people don't like the Pshat of Rabba Barula. That's his Pshat. Lahachle Shudam Rishalcha Iker, Ada Rabba, right? Hasam Iker, the Bekachim Kai. Number one, there, you know, we're talking to the Mishnah about this exotic case of, you know, somebody who's. Who accepted upon himself Chulma Taurus HaKodesh and the Bediabit is Kachim? We have a Mishnah in Zvachin. Lachlish the Amr Sasam Ikavacha, Aidi the Tana Tame Bechulin, Tana Nami Tom Bechachim, Tame Bechulin Gufalo Itzrachlei. Right? Because Chulin Shanasal Taurus HaKodesh, Lavka Kodesh Nami. End of that. Okay. So by the way, the Rambam paskins that Chulin Shanasal Taurus HaKodesh is Lavka Kodesh. Okay, like this day in Gimel and Beis, not like Beis on Beis. The Ravid disagrees in about 2 or 3 different places. I'm not going to go into it right now. The Ravid says what, you know, the halacha from most of the sugyas is that Chulin Shanas Al Taharas HaKodesh is Kekodesh Tami. So it's a debate between the Rambam and the Ravid. Most of Shonim hold like the Ravid. The Rambam does paskin that Chulin Shanas Al Taharas Truma, because if somebody accepts that he's going to treat his Chulin like Truma, which is less rigorous than Kachin, but more rigorous than Tahara for Chulin, that he will be obligated to do so. But Altaris HaKodesh, no. Okay. But it's interesting to ask the following question. This din, and you might be mechalik between them in either direction, that gets complicated, this din of Chulin Shanas Altaris HaKodesh, or Chulin Shanas Altaris Truma, does it have anything to do with the things that we've been discussing? A. Exactly. Is it a coincidence that the Rambam, you know, kind of against most of the sugyas, paskins at Chulin Shanas Al Taharas HaKodesh, Lavka Kodesh, when he's the one who's the most reticent about the value of Chulin and Tahara? And that's a question to ask. The answer might be no, nothing to do with each other. But it's something to wonder about. Okay. And again, you could say nothing to do it. One is an exercise drabanan. The other is the value that it has d'oraisa. But well, what I'm trying to say is, the more you think or sympathetic or open, you know, to tahara having a place in the world of chulin and a significant place, at minimum psychologically, if not more, maybe legally, you're more amenable, right, to a notion like chulin al taharas hakodesh. That's one. Closely related to that, what do we even mean when we say, let's say the Mandar Barkun Shinas al Taharas HaKodesh, Kik Kodesh Dam? What does that really mean? So there's an interesting debate already, though you can't really understand exactly what he means, between the Ramban, Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi here, on the base of the base, when he tries to explain this, you know, says, the kibla lechol b'taras hakodesh tirotzalag kekodesh dami b'chayv lehi badel midrabanan mikol tumas apostles b'hen. Sounds like you're not allowed to eat. What do you mean chayv lehi badel? Filahachi, right? Shochet lechatchila b'sakan aruka kem nefarish. If you look at the Ramban in the new Mar Makomos that I have. Right? So the Ramban doesn't like the Rashi. Tell me b'chulam ayla memra, pirish Rashi, the halohu zar Yisrael al taras kuleim. Right? When the Gemara says, tell me b'chulam ayla memra, the Gemara says, halohu zar Yisrael al taras kuleim. Ben b'chuvar, sheinak pada b'isar tumasam, elolomar shal l'chadchila moser osan lahen vein tahorin. In other words, when we talk about there being some sort of status of tahara in chulin, are we talking about some limitations and prohibitions about making it tameh or what you're allowed to do with it once it is tameh? That's what it sounds like in Rashi. Lo huzaru Yisrael al taharas chulein. And the Ramban says, that isn't the issue. The issue is whether there's any status to it at all, whether it even exists. But oh, d'chiyam minu b'chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, says Ramban, lo asala shminan elish ein tahorin, aval isur ein betumasan. Ramban's walking a very fine line. He says, well, if you hold that chulin shenas al taras hakodesh is kakodesh, does that mean you're not allowed to let it become tameh? Or does it just mean that there is such a status and that we treat it as tameh? For example, if it becomes like a shlishi, you know, so if it was chulin, it can't transmit anymore, and chulin shenas al taharas hakodesh, it could. That what it means? The Gemaras in Nida and Chagiga talk about midras, they talk about levels of malos, like how do you have to, you know, what level of zahirus should you apply when you deal? There's a different level of zahirus for tahara purposes when you deal with chulin, when you deal with ma'aser sheni, when you deal with truma, when you deal with kadshim. So how are you supposed to deal with truma, with chulin shenas al taharas truma and chulin shenas al taharas kodesh? That's what those gemaras are about. But the gemara here, right, which talks about whether or not you're allowed, whether you can allow a tamei to shecht chulin, right? And whether he has to use a long knife. Why does he have to use a long knife? It sounds like, what? He's not allowed to make a tamei? So that's kind of what Rashi was saying. Is he allowed to eat it if it becomes tamei? Not clear. So the Ramban says, none of that. Oh, d'chi amrina b'chun shenas al taharas hakodesh lo asala shminan el she'ein tahorin. Aval iser ein betum. There's no iser to make it tameh. D'man damar kekodesh dami lav le iser tumah shelahen kamar. Doesn't mean that it's asur. U'man damar lav kekodesh dami lav lehetzer tumasan. El bedin tarasan pligi shaloka divrei Rashi. But then he has trouble with our Gemara. It's a little hard to read our Gemara that way. El hachi perusha tamei b'chulin maila memra pshita. Halok siva be shmira. Is there a din of shmira when it comes to chulin al taharas hakodesh that you have to make sure it doesn't become tameh? Umavade matzi shachet v'yizayar shelo yiga b'basar. The kivin de lo ksiva b'hu shmira pshita shein choshin v'afil nasin b'taharo nasin al taharas truma. Parik, and the Gemara answers b'chulin shenasin al taharas ha-kodesh v'kasavar ka-kodesh v'kivin te ka-kodesh solka daitem le'eved v'mala b'kodshim v'liboy shmira shimur v'lisrinu shema yiga v'lava daite. The Gemara thought that maybe, you know, you have to protect it and make sure it doesn't become tameh. How's a havamina? Kamash malan. That's not true. Vim tamer lamale lemeimer kakodesh dami. Dimili olam lav kakodesh dami. Um shimachi udeshari vhi gufa kamash malan. Alam amrina lekaman chulin gufa lo itzrichle chulin shnasal taras kakodesh lav kakodesh. Yeshomer isol kadai tech lav kodesh pshita deleke lemigzar mishum uktashin. Shekama malas yesh bineya. Without going into details, it's very hard Ramban to read, but basically the Ramban is very uncomfortable with what he thinks Rashi is saying, and with anything that sounds like Chulin Shanasu al Taras HaKodesh is anything more than an exercise. Anything that has to do with the actual status or some consequence having to do with the stuff itself, the Chulin itself, he's uncomfortable. And you can really understand it. And this is a huge debate. Meaning, when you talk about, let's say, truma, you're not allowed to be metame truma. Okay? Or you're not allowed to be metame kodshim. We'll get to that. The Ramban in particular was very into this. I'll explain in a minute. I could ask the following question. Why aren't you allowed to be metame? Mishmeres trumosai. You're supposed to make sure that the truma doesn't become tame. Is that a din in taros? Or is that a din in truma? Same thing kachim, meaning you could say that there's a din that anything that has to be tahar, like kachim, maaser sheni, and truma, you have to make sure not to be metameh. Or no, maybe not. Maybe that isn't the din at all. Maybe the din is that you're not allowed to be metame truma, tahora, and kachin. It's a din. Let me say it this way: chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh simulates the tahara status, right, of kachin, but it's not kachin. No one's going to eat it as it's not didn't come from a korban. Right, and it's there's no va'achal osam asher kupar b'ayim. You don't get there's no mitzvah in eating it. It's not a chetza shel kodshim, and chulin shenasu al taharos truma is not a chetza shel truma. Right, at its most minimum, they're a way of practicing to make sure, you know, that you know how to treat kodshim and truma, right? So they're a litmus test or something like that. Or if you want to go a little further, you could say that, you know, it's not just a nihu gagavra, the din of chulin shenasu al taharas truma and chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh. Maybe it's a little more than that. It's a din you impute to it midrabanan. We treat it as taharas. Or as davar shenitan letaharos. But you're not going to treat it as truma and as kachim. That's not the point. So which dinim that limit or that safeguard the use, right, of truma, or that have high demands for engaging with truma and kachim, which of those dinim have to do with the fact that it's taharos? And which of those dinim have to do with the fact that it's real truma or real kachim? Because the real truma and the real kachim dinim, even though they are affected by tuma and tahara, those dinim are definitely not going to get simulated in any way in chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh. So there's a very famous discussion in the Achronim about this issue, particularly the Mikdash David, who discusses, are you allowed to be Again, is there an Isser Latame Chulin Shanasal Taurus HaKodesh? Is there an Isser Lechol Chulin Shanasal Taurus HaKodesh? Is there a Din of Srefa if Chulin Shanasal Taurus HaKodesh is, it becomes Tame, you're supposed to burn it? Meaning, to what extent are you supposed to treat this simulation as if it's the Truma the Kachim? Even as if it's Taharos? Or that's the middle category? Or it's purely just a din of the gavra. Try not to be metame it, not because it's an iser cheftza or some consequence now, but it's just a way of it, it's you, otherwise you failed in the exercise. It's neo gavra. So that seems to partially be the discussion between Rashi and the Ramban. And it could be that we should be mechalek. Rabbi Ruchem Frischel Perlo, in that piece I was referring to before, has a very interesting discussion where he wonders whether in this question, namely whether or not Chulin Shanasal Taurus HaKodesh is just an exercise, a neo gagavra, or whether it has any dinim connected with protecting the object in terms of the stature or what you can do with the object. He wonders whether there's a difference between Chulin Shanasu al Taurus HaKodesh and Chulin Shanasu al Taurus Truma. And then he wonders further and tries to bring evidence whether or not, if you can distinguish, you can distinguish in either direction or not. As you would have thought that, you know, the most ambitious is to say Chulin Shanasu, even al Taurus HaKodesh is Kekodesh. And therefore, if you're saying that already, maybe there's some sort of a simulation, or is it the opposite? You can only say it because there's no way you could simulate it, but it's just an exercise. So these are very interesting discussions. They might be narrow discussions, or they might be related to the bigger question that we've been discussing for the last year and a half. Namely, what role does Taharis really have in the world of Chulin? And therefore, can you treat Chulin like Kachim or simulate it like Kachim, etc.? Okay? Good. Before we go on to the next point, which I want to get to in a minute, there's one other Ramban I just want to discuss quickly. There are a lot of other interesting issues here on base, but we have to move on. One of them is an interesting question that Tosas and the Ramban address, and that's very famous. I've mentioned it in the past, usually before Pesach, but it really comes from here, so I want to get it on the... when the Gemara tries to discuss, you know, what we're talking about, at one point, you know, the Gemara says, well, what if there is... if the guy's there, and he even, you know, we're talking about even in Kachim, Mukdashim, so you can... and he's a Tameh, but he used a long knife, or you can ask him, you know, how did it go? But if he's not around, you know, because he ran out, you know, before the interview, right? So that's the question. What do you do then? So the Gemara of Tosas here, Delesi Kamund in the Shaila. So Tosas basically asks the following interesting question, which, you know, caught the attention of all the other Rishonim. And that is, V'afagavda Zara Rishus Harabimu, K'domer Perakamad Psachim, V'hayalanu L'taher Kan Misafek. There's a rule. The rule is, it's derived from Sota, Safek Tuma Brishus Harabim is Tar. We're Mekel in a Safek Tuma Brishus Harabim. That's the halacha. So Tosa says, what's the big deal here? What are we saying? If it's Kadshim, and the guy used a long knife, but he was Tamei, and he ran away before we could interview him, right? So B'diavet, it's no good. Why? The Azara, where the Shechita took place is Rishus Harabim. There's a Safek. So Safek Tumah, Rishus Harabim is Tahar. That's Tosa's question. Hai Safek, Lo Dami, Lishar Safek Tumah, Rishus Harabim, Mishin Deroth, Pa'amim, Lo Yachali Yizayar, Miliga. Okay? V'ayri, B'bama, Asi Shapir. Tosa gives two answers. The second answer is, who says we're dealing with the Azara? Maybe we were dealing with a private Mizbeach. So, if we're dealing with private Mizbeach, B'shas het Rabbamo, so there's no, it's not subject to B'shas HaRabbin. It's subject to B'shas HaYachid, that's Tameh. Okay, that gets you out of the problem if you accept that that's what we're talking about. It doesn't seem likely. So Tosas' first answer is the main answer, and that's very intriguing. Tosas has a yesod here that Tosas discusses in other places and that the Ramban discusses and ends up projecting. We'll see in a minute. And that is that Safek Tumah Brishas HaRabim Tahar applies in a Safek HaShako. When you have like an even or close to even, you know, doubt. But if there's a rov, and we usually paskin by a rov, Safek Tum Brishas HaRabim Tahar does not override a rov. That's what Tosa says. Okay. The Ramban doesn't like it. Look at the Ramban here, the second one on the page. The Imshachat V'Omer Barali Shelo Nagati Shchita Sokshel. Okay? Yikad Akashale, Lamale Barali. Why Barali? Kis Msapkele Nam. Let's say he himself says, I'm not sure. Shchita Sokshel. The Mechti Azara Rishus Harabimi. Isn't the Azara Rishus Harabim? Could have been Parakamba the Psachim. Zosomeris, there's a quote from that Gemara. Azara Rishus Harabim. The Kim Shekain, Savik Tim Rishus Harabim. Who? The Savik Tim Rishus Harabim Sveiko Tahar. The Chilesa Gabon Dil Shaili Nami. Not only if he's not sure, but let's say he's not around for the exit interview. Lumali Acherim Roano. So what do we need other people to have seen him? So then he says, Vinichale. It could be the answer is the kiva the shachit raglayim ledavar denaga, like Tosa said, it's a row. The chalechadika raglayim ledavar, when it's not just a safek hashakol, I feel the bishus haram nami sveiko tame. The amar the hachanami amarim bepsachim gabishiv chasa shomatzik, right shehitila nefel lebor abakoin behitzitzpa leida im zachar in the cave. This sugi there psachim I'm not going to get into right now. Uba ma'isof nechachamim b'tiruhu. There are animals in that pit. Lahakel. The Koshkein, Lahachmir Tolin, Vidavar Ragos. That costs with Tosas. Okay. So Tosas there wants to compare two issues. I don't want to get into this more than a few minutes, so we have to stop in a minute, and then I want to start next time with the Gemara and Gimel and Aleph. Tosas there talks about the same question. We have two rules, two principles. One is Safek Tum Brishus HaRabim is Tahar. Safek Tum Brishus HaYachid is Tameh. Question: do those rules override Rove? Tosas there assumes that whatever is true for one is true for the other. That's not so simple. Okay, but the Ramban says, but if that's uzeh perush tamei bechulin the shochet v'omer barali, right? Halav achi afilu b'diavet tamei. He says, "Mipnei zeh yivatel aperish hazeh the kol tzorich lomer barali lav lechatchilo va'od lo nihir the suffik tum brishus harabim hilchasa gemiri la." He says, "I don't think this whole pshat and tosis is correct. The din at suffik tum brishus harabim is tahar has nothing to do with probabilities or anything else. It's a special hilchasa gemiri la. It's a special halacha. Can read and become a dukti b'tamuda." Likely, the reason we need to say that it's Hilchasa is because it's not a Safek Ashoko. But it is applicable even when there's a Rove L'chumra. So even when you have a Rove L'chumra, we still say the rule of Safek Tumah Brishus HaRabim Tar. That's Ramban against Tosas. In other words, Tosas thinks that Safek Tum Brishus HaRabim Tahar doesn't apply against a rove, and the Ramban is trying to prove that that is not the case. Fine. Because otherwise, he says, if it's 50-50, why not just say it's Tahar, because Hamei Davar Al Cheskaso. Its presumptive state is Tahar. We're not looking for trouble. You don't need Suffolk Tumah Brishus HaRabim for that. If you need Suffolk Tumah Brishus HaRabim, it's because, right, it's not a Suffolk HaShakol that you could say, apply the Chazaka. It's a Rove against. Oh. So if that's the case, we're back to square one. So that's an interesting argument. It's an interesting argument between Tosas and the Ramban about Suffolk Tumah Brishus HaRabim against a Rove. But we're back to square one, according to Ramban. If indeed it's Suffolk Tumah Brishus HaRabim, and it's Tahar, even B'Mokom Rov, so why in this Gemara do you have to give him the exit interview? And why do you need him to say Barley? Just say Suffolk Tumah Brishus HaRabim Tahar. So here's where the Ramban comes up with a major yisod. The Ikaman de Matare Tzacha Kimin de Shachid Kiman de Vade Nagadami. I'm sorry, that's not the major yisod. Eloam or Barley. Says some people say it's like not even a robe, it's like vadai. Belaysa, here comes the yisod. Elishena kushya klum dimimukdashim b'chiyai gavna lav b'safek tuma daininan the habau shimur ditziv b'shmeres trumosai. Elatzar shei baris shein tahorin v'imlav osalakri. Tosas Ramban says a major principle here, and that is the rule of safek tuma b'shus harabim tahar will not apply when the Torah uses language of shmira. When the Torah requires shmira, like mishmeres trumosai or kachim, when you are obligated to take steps, right, to ensure, right, the tahara of the said item, then we don't apply the rule of safek tumah brishus harabim tahar. The point is that you shouldn't even allow it to reach the stage of suffix. By having to rely on suffix tum, which is Rab Tahar, you violated Shmira. Now it's interesting. The Ritva reformulates, I should have put it here, but I forgot. The Ritva reformulates the Ramban's rule. And says, no, it's a din that whenever you have Taharos, they become Tame Behetzach Hadas. Right? And if you don't know, so that's mitame. The Hesach Hadas is mitame. That's not what the Ramban says. Okay, what the Ramban says is, whenever the Torah requires shmira, the Torah doesn't want you to be machria based on other hachros. It wants you to take steps, right, so that this doesn't reach the point of safek. So this is something that I try to put together. I'm not going to tell the details right now, with the Ramban, a Ramban in the third parak of Psachim, where the Ramban talks about Ushmartem es ha-matzos. When it comes to matzah and Pesach, in general, whenever there's a din of Shmira, right, that kind of, Shmira is not only a negative. In other words, Shmira is not only to make sure that you don't violate. Shmira means you have to take steps to protect, right, the object or the category or the status in question, and there's a chalos shmira ushmartem v'samatzos. The Ramban there tries to say it also the other way. Ramban says it says ushmartem v'samatzos, and that's an additional reason why anything which is not bali de chimutz cannot be used for the mitzvah of matzah. The Ramban says there are two dinim of that. One is the din of the Mishnah and the Gemara on Lamed Hei in Psachim, which says, you know, kol she'eno ba'achol chametz, eno ba'achol matzah. Right? Kol she'eshno, yeshno, kol she'eno, eno. He says, but in addition to that, there's another point, and that is, it says, u'shmartem es ha-matzos. You have to have the need for shmira. So if you, this is he's talking about, you know, matzah b'meperos, b'li mayim. He's trying to say, if you make matzah with meperos, without mayim, which can't be chametz, it can't be matzah's mitzvah, because you have to have the ingredient of shmira, shmartem es ha-matzos. So I always thought that these two Rambans, which look like they're opposites, are really two sides of the same coin. This is the Ramban saying that Shmira right, isn't just, you know, an additional warning, you know, about the bottom line, like to make sure certain things don't happen. Shmira is a chalos. Shmira is an approach to certain objects. You need to relate to them bishmira. You need to guard them. You need to protect them. You need that, otherwise it can't be matzah. You have to have the threat so that your shmira, right, is part of the matzah. And here the Ramban is saying, you need to have shmira when it comes to kadshim. And safek tuma b'rishus harabim is a proper resolution of the safek. And it's not what the Ritva says, in my opinion. It's not psul of hesach hadas, right? It's a din that whenever you require shmira, the regular klali safek are not. This cannot be matired b'torah safek, right? It has to be protected and cherished and related to, you know, in a way that it doesn't reach the point of safek. Okay. Anyway, that's what I'm about. So what I want to do next week, we have a shiur next week, and then I think the week after I'm in Israel, right? Or the 2 weeks after I'm in Israel. So I want to try to get through a little bit of Cherev Kachala, but that we did last year. I want to talk next week mostly about whether or not you need a kli for shechita, and whether you need a kli shares for shechitas kachim. That's the big tosis here, the Ramban, the Ritva. So keep these marmakomos, that's what we'll be using... as I should next.